Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Now, this week's podcast is kind of inspired by a claim that one of my insureds had to endure recently. And it's interesting to see how insurance, both on her side with her policy, and then this has to do with a condo association. So it also looked at the condo unit or the condo association master policy as well as the master deed for the condo association and how that all worked together. Situation that happened, okay. Had an insured during a snowstorm. The power went out. When the power came back on, her microwave and several lights in her kitchen and a couple of outlets stopped working. Well, power surge is something that's covered on a homeowner's, condo owner's, renter's, mobile homeowner's policy. Pretty standard. Obviously, you're going to have to check your particular policy to see if that's true in your case. But in her case, her condo insurance policy covers the peril of power surge. So at that point, I explained to her when it comes to the microwave, you're going to have to go out and find a similar replacement, like-kind quality, features, wattage, that kind of stuff. And then also you're going to need to have an electrical contractor come out and give you an estimate on what it's going to cost to repair the lights and also the outlets that have stopped working. I did inform her that she has a deductible that she has to contend with, and that's a $500 deductible, something that's standard on most condo policies and renters policies. Homeowners policies, I'm seeing standard deductibles being $1,000. But when it comes to a condo or a renter situation, $500 is usually the standard that what I see. The electrical contractor came in, started taking the lights out of the area they're in, the fixtures, pulled those down, also took out the electrical outlets, and what he had found was whoever had upgraded the kitchen, and that means they took the standard kitchen and then later on decided to put in new cabinetry and put in these lights and electrical outlets. What happened was is it wasn't done by a licensed electrical contractor that he could tell, because the gauge of wire that was being used to wire up these lights, to wire up the electrical outlets, from what I understand, is a similar gauge to like speaker wire. You know, like if you have a stereo system at your home, you have the speaker wire. That's the gauge of wire that was being used for running these lights and also these electrical outlets. Obviously, to me, hearing that doesn't sound like a good thing, because speaker wire as thin as it is, I couldn't see it handling large electrical loads like turning on several lights or using appliances in that outlet. Apparently, whoever the inspector was that inspected it, or maybe there was no inspector when this kitchen was remodeled. Maybe they didn't pull any permits. Maybe somebody did this on their own and did this all together, but didn't tell anybody, didn't let the condo association know what they were doing, just came in and did all this stuff. Who knows what happened? But anyway, the electrical contractor told her that it needs to be wired, rewired correctly. He checked on the other side of the kitchen where the other cabinets were and the under cabinet lights and stuff like that, and found again this speaker gauge wire was being used for the electrical outlets and for the light fixtures. Those were still working at that time. Or at this time, at the time of this podcast, that side was still working, okay? So I explained to her that her policy would cover the damage to the microwave itself. As far as the damage to the wiring for the electrical outlets and the cabinet lighting, the under cabinet lighting, the insurance company was not going to pay to rewire her kitchen. At first, she didn't understand that, but I had to explain to her that on a standard homeowner's policy, there are some things that insurance does not cover. And one of those things is faulty workmanship, design flaw, inherent defect. What that means is if you have a loss because of faulty workmanship, the person that rewired that kitchen did not use the proper gauge wire when they wired that kitchen. So that is faulty workmanship. Inherent defect would be, like a vehicle on a recall. Let's just use that as a quick example. We're talking about homeowners insurance, but I think in auto insurance, it's going to be a little bit easier to explain inherent defect. Inherent defect means that there was something wrong with the home or with the item, already. So recently, Ford has recalled a whole bunch of their F-150 pickup trucks because there is something wrong with the engine that could cause it to catch on fire. There was something wrong with it, some sort of safety issue. So they recalled it because of that. Again, there is inherent defect. When that engine was put together, there was apparently some piece that was put into the design of the engine that could cause it to catch on fire. Okay, that is either a design flaw, inherent defect. So that was something that was manufactured that way to cause a failure point, to cause a loss to occur. Not intentional. It's just a part of the design. It was a part of the way the thing was manufactured. So again, inherent defect, design flaw is something that is not covered on a standard homeowner's policy, condo policy, renter's policy, mobile homeowner's policy, dwelling fire policy. Okay. So unfortunately for her, the insurance company is going to pay for the microwave and the installation. She's actually getting a better microwave than what she had, because the original microwave was like 10 or 15 years old. And the features and everything like that, with this new one, she got the same, inch, microwave, the same wattage or similar wattage, similar features to what she had. So she's going to end up with a nicer or a better microwave than what she originally had. So I guess she's looking at that as a positive. The insurance company is going to pay for the microwave to have the old one pulled out, the new one installed and wired correctly. For some reason, the microwave, well, it could be that whoever installed the microwave was a licensed electrician or whatever, so they hooked that up properly. So the wiring to the microwave and everything is fine. It's just the wiring for these under cabinet lights and the wiring for the electrical outlets in the kitchen were done incorrectly and using the wrong materials. So even though the insurance company is going to pay to replace the microwave and pay to take out the old one and install the new one, they are not going to pay for rewiring the rest of her kitchen because, again, it's faulty workmanship. Now, based off of that, I thought I would share with you five things that homeowners insurance does not cover that people are not aware of, and it's pretty interesting. Now, we've already discussed one of those, and that is the inherent defect, faulty workmanship, design flaw. That's on the list here. For example, if a contractor wires a house incorrectly, fails to put in proper drainage, drainage away from the house for water, or there's a design flaw in, maybe they put together the deck and there's some sort of a design flaw that over a period of time it caused the deck to collapse or sink. Those items are not covered, and in order for you to get coverage for damage done by faulty workmanship, inherent defect, or design flaw, you're going to have to go after the contractor, the manufacturer, possibly even the architect for coverage for this type of damage. Because again, inherent defect, faulty workmanship, design flaw is not covered on a standard homeowner's policy. The next one that I want to share is something that many people are surprised by. They think that their stuff is a part of their personal property is covered anywhere in the world, covered up to replacement costs, which is true. But when it comes to things like collectibles, memorabilia, fine arts, antiques, those items are not covered on a homeowner's insurance policy. Now, a standard homeowner's policy, renter's policy, condo policy, manufactured homeowner's policy, most insurance agents, I don't want to say all, but I want to say most insurance agents, when they do a quote for a home, condo, manufactured home, or renters, they include as one of the coverages that they quote replacement cost contents. Now, if you go through our podcast past, we talk about replacement cost and what that is and the importance of having replacement cost versus actual cash value. Actual cash value is determined the cost new less depreciation. Insurance companies have a certain percentage that they depreciate an item per year to get the actual cash value of the item. So, for example, if you've got a shirt that you bought at Brooks Brothers for $65, okay, 10 years later, there's a fire, all your clothes are burned up. They're going to take that $65 shirt, depreciate it over a period of 10 years because you bought it 10 years ago. So they're going to depreciate it a certain amount each year. What are you going to get? You're not going to get $65 for it. You'll be lucky to maybe get $3 or $4 after depreciation. Now, it depends, again, depends on the insurance company and what percentage they use for depreciation. But by and large, if you have actual cash value on your personal property, you're not going to get very much for your items. Most likely, you're not going to get enough to replace them. So that's why most insurance agents include replacement cost contents coverage to your home, renter's condo, or manufactured home policy. But the usual cost is around $20 or so a year for replacement cost on contents. And really, if you look at it, it's a really good deal. Replacement cost on contents, the basic definition of it is new for old. So like in the case with the microwave that my insured had that got zapped by the power surge, okay, it was a I can't remember if it was a 10 or 15 year old microwave. It was an old microwave, and a mole old above stove with the vent, you know, the vent hood, vent fan, style microwave. She went out today, or she went out to Home Depot, because Home Depot was right down the street from her. So she went in there, talked to them, found a similar model. And like I said, in this particular case, she's getting a betterment. She's getting a better microwave than what she had. And again, it's new for old. So the old microwave is being replaced with a new microwave due to it being damaged due to a covered loss. Okay. TVs is another thing where you find betterment. You know, if you have an old CRT TV, there are people out there that still have tube TVs. You know, if that gets zapped by lightning, or if a fire occurs or something like that, you know, they don't make CRT TVs anymore. So in that case, that person's going to get an upgrade. They're going to get themselves a flat screen TV, you know, similar like kind quality, features, size, that kind of stuff. So again, that's a betterment type situation. When it comes to replacement costs on contents, they have to be able to be replaced. When it comes to collectibles, memorabilia, fine arts, and antiques, the value of those items are derived from their uniqueness or rarity, which presents a problem when it comes to replacing those items, okay? If you've got a Louis the 16th chair, I don't know anything about antique furniture. Let's say you have a Louis the 16th chair, all right, from the late 1880s or whenever the Rococo Renaissance period happened as far as furniture here in America. You know, let's say it was a 1880s Renaissance replica Louis the 16th chair. With a current value, you took it to Antiques Roadshow and the person told you that its current insurable value is $5,000, okay? Now, your house burns down and you list that Louis the 16th chair from the 1880s, you know, as one of the damaged items. The insurance company isn't going to go out and try to find a similar Louis the 16th chair from 1880 Renaissance period of American furniture making to replace it, okay? Because it's irreplaceable, essentially. The cost involved to replace it, it's not new for, we're not doing old for old. It's new for old. So you have a damaged Louis the 16th chair, you're going to get a like kind quality replacement for that chair, which, you know, you're looking at maybe a $100 chair. The insurance company doesn't take into account its collectability, its value as far as an antique, those types of things. It's just not something that the insurance company is going to cover. Collectibles as well. So if you've got a comic book collection, you got a collection of figurines, if you're a stamp collector, a coin collector, you know, there are limitations when it comes to stamps and coins on your policy, but by and large, you're not going to have coverage for those items. If you have like antique books or something like that, things that cannot be replaced with like kind quality today are not going to be covered on your homeowner's, condo, renter's, or manufactured home policy. Now, there is a way to get coverage for those items. You can either look at scheduling those items on your homeowner's policy if a category is listed for those items. You know, there are categories for antiques, there's a category for memorabilia, there's a category for collectibles and fine arts. Some insurance carriers have like a rider, like a collectibles rider that you can get, and you could specify the value of your collection. And then if something were to happen to one item in that collection, you would have up to, you know, $2,500 or $5,000 per item, with a maximum value of, say, $10,000 total to cover whatever is damaged. In that case, you wouldn't need to schedule them. But at the time of loss, you are going to have to prove what you had and prove what the value of that item is. So, of course, it comes back on you as far as that goes. So you may want to look into that, or possibly purchase a collectibles insurance policy that you can get. Now, when it comes to another item, animals and pets. Live animals are not covered on a homeowner's insurance policy. You can purchase an animal mortality policy. People that purchase that are like farmers and ranchers to cover their cattle and other animals that they have on their farms in case they were to die of natural causes or disease or get run over by a car or a tractor or something like that. They can purchase an animal mortality policy. Another big thing that I've seen advertised on TV is you can purchase pet insurance. So that in case your pet needs, surgery or, it's like health insurance for people, but it's for pets. And then you can also, if the pet dies because of the surgery or whatever, you can get some money, like a little life insurance policy for your pet. So animals, pets is not covered, collectibles, memorabilia, fine arts, antiques is not covered, faulty workmanship, inherent defect is not covered. I want you to go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us, and take a look at my article today. I've got a few others on the list. This podcast is going pretty long, so I want to unfortunately cut it right here. But I do want to encourage you to go to mvpinsure.us and look at the full article for the two other items that are not covered on a standard homeowner's policy, renter's policy, condo policy, or manufactured home policy. So I want to thank you again for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a smartphone, laptop, desktop, or tablet. It's all the same address. You can send us an email, too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Till next time, this is Matt. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance each and every week, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. Take care.